Unit 6. Present Simple versus Past Simple. Track 13. Listen to a conversation between Henry and his grandma Joyce. Tick the topics in Exercise 1 that are mentioned.
Henry, is that your new phone?
Yes, Granny. What do you think?
Being a teenager has changed so much since I was your age. We didn't have all these mobile phones. We were happy if we had a phone in our house.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to understand those days. How did you communicate with each other?
We called each other and sat in one place to talk. We didn't walk around the streets with our phones in our ears.
I sometimes sit in one place when I'm talking to my friends. I don't always walk around.
I know, dear. How much did the phone cost?
Oh, Granny. Are you sure you want to know?
It's probably better that you don't tell me. I don't want to be shocked.
If you didn't have mobile phones or the internet when you were younger, how did you spend your time?
Well, we went dancing every Friday.
Cool. I go dancing too.
Yes, but I think it was a bit different when I was your age. We didn't go out till 6 o'clock in the morning, like you young people do these days.
Hey, Granny, I don't always stay out that late.
Well, you know what I mean. We also listened to the radio a lot. The radio was very popular when I was a kid.
These days, we prefer to watch serials on Netflix or to watch videos on YouTube. Do you have Netflix, Gran?
What's that?
It doesn't matter. Did you eat out in restaurants much when you were a teenager?
There weren't many restaurants and we ate at home with our parents. Coffee wasn't popular, but we drank a lot of tea.
I can't live without coffee.
I like coffee as well, but real coffee was so expensive in those days.
But I think food was really cheap.
In some ways, yes. But remember, people's salaries are much better now than they were 50 years ago.
That's true. You've just reminded me that I need to get ready for work. Do you want me to buy anything for you on the way home?
I think I have everything I need. Thanks, love. Have a good time at work.
I'll try. See you later, Gran.
See you, Henry.
Read what Joyce and Henry say about being a teenager. Find and correct 6 mistakes, then listen and check.
Henry, is that your new phone?
Yes, Granny. What do you think?
Being a teenager has changed so much since I was your age. We didn't have all these mobile phones. We were happy if we had a phone in our house.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to understand those days. How did you communicate with each other?
We called each other and sat in one place to talk. We didn't walk around the streets with our phones in our ears.
I sometimes sit in one place when I'm talking to my friends. I don't always walk around.
I know, dear. How much did the phone cost?
Oh, Granny, are you sure you want to know?
It's probably better that you don't tell me. I don't want to be shocked.
If you didn't have mobile phones or the internet when you were younger, how did you spend your time?
Well, we went dancing every Friday.
Cool. I go dancing too.
Yes, but I think it was a bit different when I was your age. We didn't go out till 6 o'clock in the morning, like you young people do these days.
Hey, Granny, I don't always stay out that late.
Well, you know what I mean. We also listened to the radio a lot. The radio was very popular when I was a kid.
These days, we prefer to watch serials on Netflix or to watch videos on YouTube. Do you have Netflix, Gran?
What's that?
It doesn't matter. Did you eat out in restaurants much when you were a teenager?
There weren't many restaurants and we ate at home with our parents. Coffee wasn't popular, but we drank a lot of tea.
I can't live without coffee.
I like coffee as well, but real coffee was so expensive in those days.
But I think food was really cheap.
In some ways, yes. But remember, people's salaries are much better now than they were 50 years ago.
That's true. You've just reminded me that I need to get ready for work. Do you want me to buy anything for you on the way home?
I think I have everything I need. Thanks, love. Have a good time at work.
I'll try. See you later, Gwen.
See you, Henry.
Fill in the gaps. Use one word for each gap. Listen to the dialogue again and check.
Henry, is that your new phone?
Yes, Granny. What do you think?
Being a teenager has changed so much since I was your age. We didn't have all these mobile phones. We were happy if we had a phone in our house.
Yeah. It's difficult for me to understand those days. How did you communicate with each other?
We called each other and sat in one place to talk. We didn't walk around the streets with our phones in our ears.
I sometimes sit in one place when I'm talking to my friends. I don't always walk around.
I know, dear. How much did the phone cost?
Oh, Granny. Are you sure you want to know?
It's probably better that you don't tell me. I don't want to be shocked.
If you didn't have mobile phones or the internet when you were younger, how did you spend your time?
Well, we went dancing every Friday.
Cool. I go dancing too.
Yes, but I think it was a bit different when I was your age. We didn't go out till 6 o'clock in the morning, like you young people do these days.
Hey, Granny, I don't always stay out that late.
Well, you know what I mean. We also listened to the radio a lot. The radio was very popular when I was a kid.
These days, we prefer to watch serials on Netflix or to watch videos on YouTube. Do you have Netflix, Gran?
What's that?
It doesn't matter. Did you eat out in restaurants much when you were a teenager?
There weren't many restaurants and we ate at home with our parents. Coffee wasn't popular, but we drank a lot of tea.
I can't live without coffee.
I like coffee as well, but real coffee was so expensive in those days.
But I think food was really cheap.
In some ways, yes. But remember, people's salaries are much better now than they were 50 years ago.
That's true. You've just reminded me that I need to get ready for work. Do you want me to buy anything for you on the way home?
I think I have everything I need. Thanks, love. Have a good time at work.
I'll try. See you later, Gran.
See you, Henry.